tell us the story about how you got kicked out of high school, the big one, which to me was just genius.
There was all these. I've got a million of those, but one story, I think maybe the one that you're referring to is the I still to this day do prank calls.
Right.
I'm doing them on my, I'm doing a podcast too, and it's all, it's me and my daughter. It's Howie Mandel does stuff. It's me. I'll talk about that later, but it's all this stuff. I'm doing prank calls now.
Are there episodes on now? Are there episodes on now?
Not yet.
Okay. All right.
Not yet. It'll be out next month in April.
All right.
But it's me and my daughter, and I do prank calls and challenges and talk to friends. It's just bizarre. It's all the things that I do that kind of keep me going. But I called out of the Yellow Pages. I was just in the Yellow Pages. We were in the house, and I saw a construction company. So I called the construction company. I don't think of where this is leading, but I called and they said, you know, so-and-so construction. And I said, yes, my name's Howie Mandel. I didn't even change my voice. I found that authenticity works not only in my career, but in all that. Like if you don't try too hard, people don't smell you trying too hard, right?
Right.
So I go, my name's Howie Mandel and I'm calling about this school. We're interested in adding an addition onto the library. About 4 feet onto the 40 feet into the western field, and I would love to get a if I can get a quote on that. Can you tell me when you'll be there? I kind of knew that I took math class, you know, at 3:10 or 2:10 or whatever,
right.
And math class overlooked on that field. So I said, if you can be there between 2:10 and 2:40, you know, that would be great. Just measure and give me a. So now I'm sitting in math class and I see a guy in the field with tape measure and things like that. He's got a little tool belt and he's doing all this. Then I see, and everybody's sitting in math. I didn't even tell a friend, I didn't have a friend. And then I look and I see the vice principal walking out to the field and talking to the guy. And I see him, I just see gestures. And it's just, I'm just giggling in class. I'm just, and they go, what are you giggling? The teacher stops me, Howard, Howard? I go, nothing, I'm sorry. And I can't say look on the field, and I didn't tell anybody. It's funny. Within 5 minutes, I hear, will Howard Mandel please come down to the office? And they brought me down to the office, and I'm alone. There's nobody. There's no audience. And he says, did you hire a company to put an addition onto the library? And I said, no. And he goes, well, I just spoke to a gentleman out in the field that said, you hired him. He gave us your name. And I go, well, you misinterpreted. I am getting 3 estimates. Nobody has hired. And he goes, just sit down. Like he's mad. And he called my parents. And my parents came in and he reiterated the whole thing to them. And I saw them were trying to be good parents. They're biting their lip, trying not to laugh. But anyway, I was asked to leave the school. And I left the school. But these kind of events followed me my whole life. Even to my first, you know, my reputation preceded me. On my first date with Terry, with my wife,
right?
I borrowed my mother's car, and it was a Cutlass Supreme,
right?
Convertible. So cool. And you know, I grew up in Toronto, and finally she said, okay, she'll go out with me, and she dated me, and I turned a corner. It was in the winter. And I made a left turn and I hit an ice patch,
mm-hmm.
and that car went into a 360. We started spinning and I was going too fast anyway. I was like not a good driver. I'm still a horrible driver, but the car was spinning. And then on the driver's side, we hit the center island. We hit the curb with the two wheels and the passenger side, it went up on the side. It was just about to tip over onto the roof, but it swung back and landed on the wheels. And I was almost in tears because it was convertible. And I thought we came this close to dying.
Right.
And I was like almost, I was beside myself. And Terry turns to me, my wife, and she looks at me and she goes, very funny. I go, are you kidding me? We almost died. She goes, I know you with your crazy jokes. I go, you think I would flip my mother's car?
Silence! You